A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the freeborn woman. The son of the slave woman was born naturally, the son of the freeborn through a promise. Now this is an allegory. These women represent two covenants. One was from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. This is Hagar. But the Jerusalem above is freeborn, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, you barren one who bore no children. Break forth and shout, you who were not in labor. For more numerous are the children of the deserted one than of her who has a husband. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are children not of the slave woman, but of the freeborn woman. For freedom, Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." The word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever.
Blessed be the name of the Lord forever.
Praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever.
Blessed be the name of the Lord forever.
From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all the nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord forever.
Who is like the Lord our God, who looks upon the heavens and the earth below? He raises up the lowly from the dust. From the dunghill he lifts up the poor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord forever.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." Verbum Domini, laus tibi. One of the most difficult things to do in a spiritual life or a life of prayer is to have silence. It's to sit and be with the Lord. Remember what the psalmist says, "Be still and know that I am God." See, it's difficult, especially in this day of age where there is so much noise. And I don't mean always audible noise. I mean the noise that captures all of our senses, our sight, of course, hearing, smell, taste, touch, feeling. Now we want to be sensationalized. There's an appetite in our senses that wants to be nourished. And of course, that's part of being human, but yet at times the body desires it in a way that is unnatural, that is disordered, and in a way that leads to sin. And so silence is important. And sometimes when we're not given ourselves to God and being quiet with Him, we do not hear the Word of God as we should. And this is what happened here to the Israelites who cannot receive the message of Jesus. Why is that? Well, they want to be sensationalized. They're looking for a spectacle. And they're not hearing the word of Jesus Christ. Here is the kingdom of God being proclaimed right in front of them. And they cannot see it. They're consumed with too much noise. Jesus, He's speaking to us, all of us today. Now, in this passage, as we're hearing, the Israelites, they've been preached to. So Jesus says that the queen of the north, the queen that king that traveled distant miles to hear Solomon and his wisdom, you know, she's going to judge them at the end of time. No, because she went all that way just to grow in wisdom, to hear from the king. And then, you know, we have the prophet Jonah. The prophet Jonah was sent out to the Ninevites to proclaim God's word, to warn them, and they listened to him. And so Jesus says that Jonah will judge them too, because, you know, they did not listen to God himself, Jesus Christ. And then we have here that Jesus, who says that they will have a sign, the sign of Jonah. And this sign of Jonah, of course, is what she's speaking to about his life, death, and resurrection. You know, that is going to be a true sign there. I mean, Jesus will die, and then he will rise again. And yet, even that, after that, they did not repent. And for us here, you know, God's word comes to us always. Yesterday we had the reading in the second reading that the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. You know, it's able to pierce bone and marrow, to pierce the heart. It should be piercing the heart. And when we hear God's word, we should respond to it. We hear God's word through the teachings of the church. Remember, scripture and tradition. This is what we believe as Catholics. But yet, when the word comes to us, often we could be very distracted. And I don't mean that things going on in our mind or any of those types of stuff, but distracted with our own selves, our own sinfulness, that we can't hear clearly what God is actually saying to us, what He's speaking to our hearts. And at times when we hear church teachings, we hear the Word of God, you know, often we will try to justify it. justify our own sin, justify why we shouldn't follow this particular teaching. No, well, it doesn't apply to me, and you know, maybe to somebody else. So what is necessary is, of course, to be quiet, to have some silence with God, and to humble ourselves before Him so that we could fully receive what He's saying. Often, too, like, we may get caught up like some of these Israelites in wanting a sign. Well, I have to see these things happen. I want to see a miracle before my eyes. Now, think about these words of Jesus Christ. Think about how full of love they are, how much they make sense just by reason alone. To live a life that is free from sin, that we're not chained up by the bonds of a slavery to sin. No, that we can be truly free in the Lord. No, this is what ultimately happens when we receive the Word of God, that we are free. Here we are, living like the Lord. And God, in giving us His Word, He wants us to have a share in His divine life. That yes, these words, they're all love, and Jesus gives us these words not to keep us down or not to keep us locked up or not to make us bored or anything. He gives us His Word so we can be truly free, but yet, and we could truly have the wisdom of God inside of us, that we can take these words and be truly conformed to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we are taken in the Word, you know, then we too become a sign. See, Jesus is the true sign here. Here He is, yes, preaching, doing works of charity, but think about His character. Here He is, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering. I mean, that is true character there. And here, and all through His life, He is suffering, and yet He is able to give so much love. He's able to forgive. That is extraordinary, and they can't see it. No, because they're caught up in their own ways of thinking, their own distractions there. They're too fixed on seeing something spectacular, spectacle. No, here it is, these senses again, that they don't see that here is Jesus. Jesus, who, the Son of God, doing these great works, saying these powerful words, and they can't receive it. See, this is the importance of silence, listening to God. Now, if we are still, and if we have some quietness in our prayer, this is why it's so necessary. Because then, you know, we can be still before the Lord, we humble ourselves, and we just sit with Him and be with Him. Remember the psalm, "Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth." Yeah, you know, we have, you know, various concerns, sometimes worries. We have things heavy on our mind and heart. Well, when we go before the Lord, there we are, thinking about Him. He is supreme on the earth. He is God. He's greater than the problem. He can solve it. And so there we could truly enter a time of rest with Him and give Him all these things, take it off ourselves. I mean, much of the time is just, we're just so consumed with it so much that we carry it and we like it. Then we start to feed it with more worry. And then here comes the anxiety. And then, or if something's upsetting us, then we still feed that. And there it is, you know, consumed with it. Yeah, You know, and just keep building and building it up. We don't release it to give it to God. See, this is all how these senses of ours are being inflamed. How can we listen? Now then what does this cause? This causes sometimes stubbornness. And when there's stubbornness, then there could be harden of hearts. And that's why it tells us in the book of Hebrews, harden not your hearts. You know, hear the word of God, harden not your hearts, receive it. Now so it is necessary for us to always come to God and to give everything over to Him. Him who is supreme over the nations, supreme on the earth, God of the universe. He wants to take it from you. And this is what we have to entrust over to Him. See, and then, you know, as we do this, being in the presence of God, listening to His word, then, you know, we begin to think like God. That is what true wisdom is to be able to think like God, to be like Him. Now that is when we become a sign. Again, it all starts with us coming to God, coming as we are, being open to listen to His word, you know, knowing that just seeing the power alone in God's word, the love He gives us, you know, what has been passed on from generation to generation, the graces that flow here, everything available to us. You know, we need to make the most of this opportunity and not go elsewhere. The church gives us everything we need. It is like a huge treasure box. You know, everything to have a very, very healthy and fruitful spiritual life close to the Lord. So don't let the distractions of this day consume you. No, if there's something that you feel keeping you down, give it to God. Pray about it. You know, and then what happens there? Then you're working on it. Then there is progress slowly. Then Jesus in time, you know, he will deliver you and give you this true freedom. God bless you all.